not the right result, but you must be encouraged and happy with aspects of that performance by the team.
I just think it's a good education for my players. You know, the best teams won the game, they played some really good football, and it's probably not their first team, you know, so we've had to stay strongly with it. I thought in the second half we played our game rather than trying to play like them, and they were better at the game, passing and shifting it, but we went a little bit earlier forward and gave them one or two other problems, but they're a good side and they've got a very good, strong squad.
A lot of teams would have been fairly discouraged at going 3-0 down, but your team didn't show that.
No, our time was decent. We just needed to pull things together and just say that to them. At that stage, I wasn't worried about the result as much as worried about the second half performance. So, you know, they did improve on that, and we put that back together and gave ourselves a bit of a chance to get back in. Open towards the end when my keepers pulled off a really good save as well. But a good, like I said, it's a good game and a good education. And I think the measuring stick for us is that at the end of the game, the Bristol Rovers supporters have applauded their team off, and that's what happens here. If we try really hard and work very hard, they'll accept that and understand that, and we've got to keep doing that at this club.
And that gives you plenty of encouragement going into the league season.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, we did exactly the same at Exeter, lost 2-1, but tried really hard, worked hard as a side. We've got a very young team at the minute, and those guys are getting some decent game time. We've got a debutant out there who's 18, the boys that came as sub are the same age, so, you know, that's how we are. It's what we've got to do, and you know, it's like Watford of many, many years ago, but we've got to try and do the same thing here and try and produce our own players.